Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 26th of January, and this is your bite-sized roundup of all news stories pertaining to Liverpool Football Club with me, Paul Machin. Strap yourselves in. We've got loads to cover, including a Brazilian legend setting the internet aflame with a combined 11. A Liverpool supporters group setting the internet aflame with a joint statement. An Arsenal goalkeeper speaking positively around Liverpool players. More Liverpool players being recalled from loan. A Liverpool journal does a Q&A and gives us some insight into Liverpool's transfer moves. And a new contract for a Liverpool wonder kid. Let's start then with the more lighthearted of the things. Cafu, or the Brazilian John Flanagan, to those in the know, has been speaking to TNT Sport Brasil and has named a Real Madrid-Liverpool combined 11. Some really interesting choices in this. He's gone for Thibaut Courtois over Alisson Becker. He picked Trent and Robbo over Carvajal and Mendy. Virgil van Dijk and Eder Militao with a centre-back partnership in that one. And the midfield is the thing that's drawn the most, I guess, interest, or should we just say scorn? But either way, this is the midfield he's gone for. He's gone for Fabinho, Thiago Alcantara and Jordan Henderson over, yes, the likes of Toni Kroos, Camavinga, and Luka Modric as well. He said, when asked about choosing between Jordan Henderson or Luka Modric, Cafu apparently replied, "Henderson, without a shadow of a doubt." So yeah, really, really good to see that indeed. And just to continue elsewhere in his selections, as mentioned, Fabinho over Eduardo Camavinga, Salah over Valverde, and then it would have been Karim Benzema over Darwin Nunez and Vinicius over Cody Gakpo. There you go. Fascinating stuff for your Thursday. Cafu naming combined 11s for Liverpool and Real Madrid. Good on you, and good on you, TNT Sport Brazil.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Okay, on slightly more serious tone. Spirit of Shankly. What people may have or may not have been aware, there's been a lot of talk on social media today in particular around this, but I believe this statement came out slightly early. In fact, yes, it came out on January the 25th from Spirit of Shankly, and it's headlined, Reds join forces to call for government action on club ownership. So I'll read the statement or read the internet post on spiritofshankly.com. Manchester United and Liverpool supporters unite to call on football white paper to strengthen club ownership rules. The United Supporters Trust, or the Man United Supporters Trust, must, and Spirit of Shankly today join forces to call for the forthcoming government white paper on football to strengthen the rules around who can own and run football clubs in England. With the white paper set to announce the creation of an independent regulator of English football, which will govern this issue in future, the government needs to put in place stronger rules that can take effect more quickly before it's established. Of particular importance will be the scope and content of the strengthened owners and directors test, though which the probity and integrity of potential new owners will be assessed as suitable custodians, the new standards of corporate governance that they would subsequently be compelled to operate under, the requirements for supporters to have significant input into how their clubs are run. In a joint MUST CEO Duncan Drasdo and SOS Chair Joe Blott said, by common consent, our clubs are the biggest in English football, and with a combined worldwide fan base of over 200 million, they are widely recognised global institutions. In fact, two of the most well-known British institutions worldwide. That global profile will likely affect attract many potential bidders, including some whose primary motivations may not respect either the cultural heritage of our clubs or the values and interests of our supporters. We think that should be a matter of importance to the government, just as the government would not allow our most important cultural or heritage assets to fall into unfit or improper hands. It should not allow football clubs to do so either. We welcome the plans for an independent regulator tasked with developing stronger rules around football club ownership, but there is a danger it will come too late for the country's two biggest and most successful clubs. Manchester United and Liverpool fans are the most fierce rivals. If we can come together with common cause, then we believe the government can work out a way to ensure its intended IREF and stronger ownership rules can be introduced quickly enough to safeguard the future of our two clubs. And obviously, what you, again, maybe you're aware of it, there's been a lot of backlash, as there has been a lot online, generally speaking, is that people reading between the lines are kind of thinking of what they're looking at. But it's an interesting position, it's an interesting stance from Spirit of Shankly. Very, very interesting to take the notion of, like, if Liverpool and Manchester United fans can agree on something, then we should probably understand that most things should be possible if that is possible. But yeah, very interesting to see how this one develops, of course. And the independent football regulator is something that has been pushed for since the failed attempt to create the European Super League, something that can stand outside of football and ensure that the sanctity and safety of football clubs and the long-term existence and prosperity of them is central to how the game is run. An important step for football, but whether it remains to be seen whether that can actually impact the sale process for Liverpool and Manchester United, we'll have to see in the coming weeks and months. Okay, we'll move things on then. Slightly more light-hearted. Aaron Ramsdale, Arsenal goalkeeper, shot stopper extraordinaire, has described two Liverpool players. He's talked about Alisson Becker and described him as the most complete goalkeeper is Alisson. He's the one you look to. His major strength is how calm he is, his mentality. He's definitely one that nothing phases him. So composed. Good to hear. And he's been talking about Jordan Henderson as well. He says he gets so disrespected because he doesn't play all the nice stuff. The things he does do, he'll play an unbelievable pass or cross, but it won't really get talked about. He's properly underrated. The England players love him. So there you go, some nice little gems there from the Arsenal goalkeeper onto Liverpool stalwart. A bit of a big love in, particularly for Jordan Henderson. Again, one thing we saw in producing our Jordan Henderson 10 Years of Red documentary is how many very highly regarded people in the game of football had very, very high opinions of Jordan Henderson as a man, yes, as a leader, yes, but also as a technician, particularly Jurgen Klopp. But we move on to I guess some disappointing news, really. This is Anfield.com. Liverpool confirm 7th loan recall as Owen Beck departs League One. The club have ended Owen Beck's loan deal early for the second time this season, with the left back leaving Bolton after just 9 appearances. The Welshman only spent 46 days with Famalicão in Portugal before ties were cut and a deal struck with Bolton, where he joined Conor Bradley in Ian Evert's squad. But unlike his fellow fullback, Beck could not hold down a regular starting spot, making 9 appearances in all comps with only 4 as a starter. There should be no surprise then that Liverpool have recalled the 20-year-old, who's become the 7th loanee recalled in January, following Reece Williams, Billy Kometio, Jakub Orzinski, James Balaghizi, Max Waltman and Fidel O'Rourke have had their terms cancelled early. And it goes on to say, it remains to be seen whether Beck will stay with Liverpool or another temporary move found for him, though it's unclear at this stage whether FIFA would allow him to represent a third club. We've seen a bit of this of late, particularly around Mateus Nunes, that and the regulations explaining a player may be registered with a maximum of 3 clubs during one season, and during this period the player is only eligible to play in official matches for 2 clubs. He's been registered with Liverpool, Famalicão and Bolton, which means that he would have to play the remainder of the campaign with the under-21s, which is obviously a big blow to a guy who looked very, very promising, you know, a really highly regarded prospect, and it's not quite worked out for him in his loan moves. So fingers crossed he can kind of reboot himself in the unders and then either press on for the first team or get himself a more secure loan move moving into next season. We're going to move things on. So Ian Doyle of the Liverpool Echo has been doing a Q&A and a couple of little interesting tidbits have cropped up via that. First and foremost, when asked questions, he expects that concrete interest in Nat Phillips should emerge before the transfer deadline day, which is an interesting one. Obviously, we've already seen Reece Williams return to the club, as mentioned, obviously Billy Kometio as well. But yeah, we're seeing an increasing amount of noise around Nat Phillips, feeling that this will be the chance to move him on. And Ian Doyle actually was replying to a question that said, a strange report mentioned that Nat Phillips heads out the door, that a short-term loan would be explored. Seems strange, but any truth in it? And he says, well, there's definitely interest in Phillips from a number of clubs, and Liverpool expecting it to become concrete before Tuesday's deadline. That's why the Reds chose to recall Reece Williams from his loan at Blackpool as extra cover. It would be slightly surprising if it's a loan again, but Phillips is under contract for a few years yet, and possibly time in the shop window will aid a sale in the summer. We shouldn't rule it out. So yeah, as much as it looks like now Phillips is likely to be on his way before deadline day, will he go on the permanent move that we feel he probably all deserves and has certainly earned for his exertions in the first team? We'll have to wait and see on that one. A couple of quotes with regards to sale. To purchases for Liverpool. Quite the opposite, in fact. Ian has been answering questions on this. He was asked about whether Liverpool would be spending money, and the question says, hi Ian, it's clear that to the majority of Liverpool fans that FSG have taken as far as they can. They can't spend money on a midfield that is clearly no longer up to standards, having made record revenues. Then surely the model is not sustainable to stay at the top competing year on year. My question is, do you believe FSG have realised this model is not sustainable and will sell the club in full rather than hoping for a minority stake investment as is being reported, which, as we have seen previously with the Redbird investment, the club wouldn't see any of, which feels like a lot of opinion being forced into fact, but we'll carry on. Ian Doyle replied, FSG will be spending money and quite a bit of it on midfielders in the summer, but that they are open to a sale or investment shows that they need more funds to compete with the likes of Manchester City and now Newcastle. FSG would prefer a minority stake investment, as that might well be sufficient to bolster the squad in the manner that it needs. Which is, quite an interesting statement from Ian Doyle, of course, who is one of the head Liverpool writers for the Liverpool Echo and certainly the most experienced, for him to kind of come out and say that in statement rather than speculation. Of course, FSG will have no choice if they don't sell the football club but to spend money, the money required on the players required, because if Liverpool continue to slide in footballing terms, then it's not going to increase the value of the asset that they're looking to sell, would be my take on it, but that is only my take on it. And he also went on to say that he thinks Liverpool will sign 2 or 3 midfielders in the summer. Very interesting indeed. One final one, and we're expecting this to gather pace probably post-recording. But according to Times Sport, Liverpool are looking to reward 18-year-old midfielder Stefan Bicetic with a new long-term contract. Jürgen Klopp is a huge admirer of the Spaniard and sees him as a big part of Liverpool's future. Very exciting stuff indeed. I think most people would agree Stefan Bicetic has been the real shining light for Liverpool in the last week or so. One to really kind of hang your hat on as an exciting one who's got the capability to impact the team now, but could go on to have an incredible future as a footballer and hopefully at the Reds. And this contract would go some way to seeing that that is a thing, that he will be having that incredible future at Liverpool and not elsewhere. And with Liverpool's midfield woes very well documented, having another capable young man to step in and, you know, carry the mantle of a Liverpool midfielder bodes very, very well in the short term as much as it does medium and long term. So there you go. Plenty more to come from us. Of course, Bite Size will return. The Red Men Weekly podcast will be live for you guys on Friday as well, with some great chunks and segments from brilliant shows, getting you some great insight into all the things happening on and off the pitch for Liverpool Football Club. In addition to that, Podcast Extra is out right now on redmenplus.com. A special focus on laughing at Everton and the departure of Frank Lampard and what an absolute mess that football club is in, which really puts Liverpool's woes into perspective. Jano Insight this week with Steve Hall and Neil Jones, as a focus on the links around the Mason Mount and more noise that Jude Bellingham has chosen Liverpool. Deep Dive is being recorded right now. That is out on Friday. That will take a closer look at how Mason Mount could fit into Liverpool, based on the notion, is he potentially Jürgen Klopp's new Adam Lallana? And more beside that as well. Loads of great content on redmenplus.com. Loads of free stuff for you guys on podcasting services. If you want to get those extra podcasts, you can do by going to redmenplus.com. Or if you're totally wedded to Spotify and you just want to get your content in Spotify, search Red Men Plus podcasts on there and you can subscribe directly through the Spotify app. Anyway, that is it from me, Paul Machin. Have a wonderful day, weekend, and obviously continuation of your life. Ta-ra.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.